Hello?
Yes.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Survey, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Ruth Flannoy, please?
Okay, she's not available right now.
I recommend that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone in the household. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
65.
All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will probably not vote?
Probably will vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, probably will vote. Okay. And now thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
So I have a very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about the issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? Would you say providing affordable child care, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, improving the economy, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, protecting LGBTQ rights, standing up to rise of racism and discrimination, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reducing crime, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, reducing gun violence, fighting inflation, or improving kindergarten through 12th grade public school education? You can select up to two to be the most important to you.
The fighting inflation and economics.
Okay, inflation and let me see which one. About
economic.
Improving the economy, okay? All right.
Yes, the economy, yes.
All right. All right. All right, ma'am, and in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. All right, ma'am, and in your opinion, which one do you think is the greatest obstacles to economic success in upward, you know, mobility in the country? You can select up to two on this one, too, okay? Not enough good role models, poor life choices and values by some, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, too many people depending on the government for handouts, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, lack of good paying job opportunities, poor work ethic, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, racism and discrimination, or is it sexism or unequal pay for, you know, or treatment for women?
The reason is the family life.
The structure?
The structure.
The breakdown of traditional family structure. Okay, what else?
And I think you said something about equal pay for women.
Yes, the last one is sexism or unequal pay for treatment for women.
Yes,
that or one. Treatment for women. Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books, you know, that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little, okay. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I don't support that. No.
Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed that?
Strongly opposed that.
Oh, Okay. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know, okay? Now move to the next one. The first one would be Joe Biden. 100. Okay, Barack Obama.
100.
Donald Trump.
30.
30. Kamala Harris.
50.
The gay rights movement.
30.
30. Okay, and Beyonce.
50.
50. Critical race theory.
I'll say about 80.
80 on that? Okay, 80. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, 0.
0. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. I know it's still a long ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, man, in switching gears, switching things a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, or using a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 10 means that it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means moderate impact in your life, and 0 means that you don't think it won't have any impact on your life, okay? You can use any number from 0 to 10. Crime and violence in this country?
10.
Okay, affirmative action ending?
10.
Climate change.
That's a 10.
And the country's economy going into recession soon.
10.
Okay. All right, and now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say, you know, the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with this policy, okay? The first one said the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat? Okay, raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Strongly agree.
The government should provide free childcare to all families.
No, I agree.
Would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, the government should pass a law that creates a federal pay family and medical leave, you know, program for all workers to take care of themselves and or family members with serious health conditions.
I agree. Strongly.
Okay. And the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree, right? Okay. Ban assault weapons.
Strongly agree.
And children under the age, under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Should allowed to be banned.
Should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment.
I strongly agree.
Okay, strongly agree. All right, thank you, ma'am. Right, ma'am, we almost pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? I know you could be doing something else, but you'd rather help me with this survey, and I really thank you. Okay, we almost finished, okay? In which of any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Would that be sickness or serious injury, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, fathers adopting a child, caring for a family member with serious health conditions, mothers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, when dealing with a mental health episode or death of a family member. You can choose as many as you want on this one.
Say a family member helping another family member.
Death of a family member, okay?
Yes.
And what else?
I would say mother and child. Mothers having children.
Okay, mothers giving birth to a child, right?
Yeah, they should be.
Okay, what else?
Mothers having sick children and fathers.
Okay, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes. And that's about it.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
I would say often.
Often. Okay. Okay, and have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Violent crimes such as assault? Would you say applies to you personally, applies to household, or does not apply?
Apply.
To you or somebody in the household?
In the household, yes.
Okay. What about home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Okay. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
And money or property was stolen?
No.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Some college. But
some college. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some college. Okay, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay, divorce. All right, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household? Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say rural, I guess.
Okay, rural. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Twice a month.
Okay, once or twice a month, all right. And okay, and now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each one, please tell me how often regularly watch or read them, you know, in a span of a week. Your local TV news.
Often.
Very often or just somewhat often?
Very often.
CNN.
Somewhat often.
Somewhat often, network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Very often.
Very often. Okay, MSNBC?
Very often.
And Fox News?
Never.
Never, okay. All right, ma'am, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. Okay. All right. And now, which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Would you say Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse, employer, health insurance you bought and pay yourself, or no health insurance?
Health insurance through an employer.
Okay. Employer. All right, and who's the primary breadwinner, you know, in your household? Would you say you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your parents or parents, your child or children, another relative or retire or on a fixed income?
Me.
Okay, you. Mm-hmm. Okay, you and your. All right, ma'am, would you please tell me into which of the following categories your yearly income or your household falls, including everyone who lives in the household? Just tell me when I get to your category. Okay, under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150,000?
15 to 30.
15 to 30, okay. All right, ma'am, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. No. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help. You have a nice day. Bye-bye.